2.5 years after the ouster of Slobodan Milosevic, Serbia's fledgling democracy was shaken in March by the assassination of its prime minister. But as NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports, Serbs finally are beginning to glimpse a better future.
Belgrade's Mercator shopping center is a shiny, modern mega mall. Its opening last fall had heavy symbolic overtones. The breakup of Yugoslavia began in 1990 when the Milosevic regime started boycotting goods from the then Yugoslav Republic Slovenia. 12 years later, the Slovenian company Mercator is one of the first investors in post-Milosevic Serbia. Customers are filling shopping carts with goods they hadn't seen in over a decade. Zdravko is an electrician excited with the novelty of a charge car.
We have hope now, and that's the difference. We have hope.
Zdravko's hope is not rooted in economic reality. Unemployment is over 30%. Industrial production is 50% of what it was in 1989. And the average monthly salary is $150. At least half the population survives through the gray economy. But journalist Liljana Zmajlovic says the government crackdown on the mafia has reinvigorated society.
And there is a surge of optimism, even though our industrial production is lower than it was last year. The salaries appear not to have increased, so the social situation is really quite desperate.
The mafia crackdown has produced a sense of relief that gun-toting, tattooed, power-bald men are off the streets. A sign of the new mood is the satisfaction of a manager of a top hotel as he informs a reporter that 80 of our customers are behind bars. Under Milosevic, Serbia was a mafia state, and the taint of illegality seeped deep into its economy. Contrary to other post-communist states, Serbia is awash with funds, to the point of suffering a capital flight last year of more than $600 million in dirty money. Deputy Prime Minister Nebo Šćović says this outflow must stop, conceding these funds could be invested in privatization, but only on one condition. He says, as far as I'm concerned, I would support full legalization of these ill-gotten gains, except those funds in the hands of people who committed war crimes, those who were ready to step over dead bodies just to collect money. Following the Prime Minister's assassination, the international community has shown more benevolence toward Serbia. But economist Boris Begovic says direct foreign investment is scarce. He believes the West is still diffident about Serbs.
We have never been the flavor of the month of the international community. No one will bring millions and billions and whatever, saying, look, Serbs, you are nice guys.
Begovic says that even if there were more international sympathy for Serbia, foreign investors are wary of what he calls high political risks in a country which doesn't have a clear identity. In other words, what will happen to Kosovo, and will the frail federation with Montenegro survive?
What the hell is this country? What is the name of this country, and what will be the name and the borders of this country in 3 years' time? Some basic things have not been resolved.
Belgrade authorities say these issues have to be resolved in order to stabilize the region, avert new tensions, and encourage overall economic development. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.